This chazar is a second dish. If someone speaks between putting on the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, he has to make another bracha. Frekmar, this suggests that if he did not speak, he would not make another bracha. However, we find that Rav Chiya, the son of Rav Huna, near Rabbi Yochanan, said that on the arm tefillin you make the bracha of Aloha Niach tefillin, the head tefillin you make the bracha of Al Mitzvah tefillin. And tomorrow, Abaye and Rava said, if he didn't speak between, he only makes one bracha. If someone spoke in between, he has to make both of these brachas. Abraisa says, if someone spoke between putting on the two tefillin and did not make a second bracha, he has committed an avera. Mar continues, Abraisa says, when putting on tefillin, one first puts on the arm tefillin and then the head tefillin. When removing the tefillin, you first remove the shel rosh and then you remove the shel yad. In fact, it makes sense to put on the shel yad first, like the pasuk says, "Ukshartam lo yisal yodecho," and then "Vayul tatefayz ben yanecho." But how do we know that we're removing the tefillin? The head tefillin is removed first. So Rabba said, Rahun explained the pasuk of "Vayul tatefayz ben yanecho" teaches that whenever the head tefillin are on, the person should be wearing both tefillin. Mar continues, Abraisa says, if one had to put on tefillin before lo yisal shachar, the proper time to make the bracha on the tefillin is the time when tefillin should be worn, meaning which is when there's enough light to see someone who's 4 amos away. If someone needs to travel early and is afraid to take his tefillin along with him for fear of losing them, he can put on tefillin even when it's still dark. And when the proper time for tefillin arrives, he touches the tefillin and then makes the bracha. Until when may one put on tefillin? Until shkia. Rabbi Yaakov said, until people are no longer in the market. The Chum say, it's until the time for sleeping. The Chum and Rabbi Yaakov agree that if one removed his tefillin to go to the bathroom or to the bathhouse and shkia arrived, he should not put them back on. Rav Nachman said, Allah follows Rabbi Yaakov because Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna would daven marav in their tefillin. Others say that Rav Nachman said the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaakov, and the practice of Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna would argue on Rav Nachman. Frekma, we find that Rabbi Rav Huna says that if it's a suffic night or day, one need not remove his tefillin, but also may not put on his tefillin. This suggests that when it's definitely night, one must even remove his tefillin. If so, how could he have worn his tefillin that night? Furthermore, this ruling of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was regarding Bein HaShemashos on Friday going into Shabbos. For example, what does he hold? If he holds that nighttime is a zman tefillin, then he should also hold that Shabbos is also zman tefillin. And if he holds that Shabbos is not lav zman tefillin, then he should also hold that Laila is lav zman tefillin. These two go together because they're both learned from the pasuk of miyomim yomima and are therefore treated the same. And for the Gemara, he holds that Laila is mantfilin. He holds that Shabbos is lav mantfilin. But he learns that Shabbos is lav mantfilin based on a drasha of Rabbi Akiva who said that tefillin is referred to as an ois, and Shabbos, we don't need the ois of tefillin because we have the ois of Shabbos itself. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Loza said, anyone who puts on tefillin after shkia is oiver and aseir. Rabbi Yochanan said he'd be oiver and alav. They both dash in the iser based on the pasuk of Vishamarta sachuka hazois miyomim yomima. Maybe we should say that they argue in the concept of Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Law, who says that his shomer creates a lav. Maybe Rabbi Yechon would agree with this, and Rabbi Lazar does not agree. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Ovin. Of us, the machlekes is Rabbi Lazar holds that his shomer regarding something not to be done is a lav, but regarding something that should be done is an asay. Rabbi Yechon holds that even regarding something that should be done, it's still an asay. Rabbi Lazar said, if one wants to put on his tefillin at night to protect them, to protect the tefillin, it's mutter. Ravina saw Rav Ashi putting on tefillin at night, and he explained that he did so to protect them. Ravina saw that in truth Rav Ashi put it on because he held that you can be yoytzer the mitzvah of tefillin at night, but we don't pass that way for people, so that's why he said he's just doing it to protect the tefillin. Rav Bar Rav Huna said a person must constantly touch his tefillin to remain aware of them. This is based on a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. The pasuk says that the kohen gadol cannot be mesiach das from the tzitz, which only has one name of Hashem. So certainly one cannot be mesiach das from tefillin, which has the names of Hashem written many, many times in them.